This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, dear listeners. You've reached The Amelia Project. If you'd like to listen ad-free and support the show, consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. Day two is dedicated to our generous patrons at Posh Baby Rentals, Florida. They will be trampled to death by goats in a petting zoo and will bring them back with a new company, Posh Zimmerfrane Rentals, Helsinki. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, Alvina.
Oh. Hello? What on earth are you doing up there?
What are you doing down there? With a partridge?
Oh, haven't you heard? I found him in my office.
Him?
Patrick. Patrick, meet Arthur. Arthur, meet Patrick.
You really think this is the time to get a pet, Alvina?
He's not a pet.
What is he then?
I don't know.
Are you all right, Alvina?
Hey, this wasn't a choice, okay? I found the bird in my office yesterday morning.
Found it? Sorry, him. In your office?
Yes. Pooing everywhere, I might add.
Oh, that explains the muck on the case files.
Quite. Anyway, he's... Well, he's become rather attached to me, haven't you, Patrick? Your turn.
Huh?
What are you doing up on that ladder, attaching a bow to what looks like the world's most ginormous Christmas present?
You like it?
Oh, is it for me?
And don't be silly. You got your present yesterday.
Yes. Socks. Thank you.
You can never have too many socks, right?
Right.
Did you like the cute little coffin print?
Yes, very festive.
I was so happy when I found them. Perfect Death Faker socks. Ha!
Okay, but this present...
Ah, yes. This present is for the Hollingworths.
I see. Yesterday we had Death by Christmas dinner, today it's Death by Christmas present?
Well, not so much death as disappearance, but yes. It's Boxing Day, the Victorian day of gift-giving. So what better way to extract the second Hollingworth daughter from Hollingworth Hall than...
In a giant gift-wrapped box?
Yes!
Oh Lord, you're serious.
What? It's a good plan.
Okay. What's going to be in it?
You.
Huh?
You.
Me.
Yes, you.
You want to wrap me up and send me into Hollingworth Hall?
Essentially, yes.
Okay. Why?
Oh, don't fret, Alvina. It's really very snug in there.
Snug?
Hoogelig, even.
Somehow, I very much doubt that.
Oh, come on, I'll show you.
Really, do I have to? Ugh.
There's a little flap here.
Okay. See? Uh-huh.
In we crawl.
Oh. Oh, it's very,
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, no, Patrick, you better stay outside.
Oh, yes.
I won't be long. This is actually...
Yes?
It's really cozy in here.
Told you.
You hung fairy lights.
Yes. Gives a nice atmosphere, don't you think?
A rug, some cushions, a blanket.
A little oasis of Christmas calm.
It really is. But why?
Well, you're going to be in here a long time. Might as well make it comfortable.
No, I mean, why am I going to be in here a long time.
Oh, and before you ask, yes, there is an oxygen tank.
Well, I'm happy to hear it.
You can take your laptop and get some work done.
Yes, or I could do that in my office.
Or even better, watch Love Actually.
Oh, we haven't watched Love Actually.
I know, it's a crime against tradition, really it is. But, you know, maybe once all this Hollingworth business is over...
Right, the Hollingworths. Focus. So, how does me being cosily cocooned inside this present help us evacuate the second Hollingworth daughter?
Aha, yes. Well, buckle up, Alvina. Joey and Salvatore turn up outside Hollingworth Hall disguised as postal workers.
Wait, won't Mr. Hollingworth recognise them?
Why would he?
Well, yesterday they turned up on his doorstep as paramedics.
Oh, don't worry. Kozlowski is making tweaks to their faces as we speak.
Right. So they turn up as postmen.
With this gift. Addressed to Mr. Hollingworth and his 12 daughters. They deposit it in the living room.
With me inside.
Yes.
This is a terrible idea.
Don't worry.
I do. What happens when they unwrap the present and find me?
They won't.
Why not?
Because before they get a chance to open the box, it starts ticking.
Ticking.
And emitting green smoke.
It's a bomb? I'm liking this plan less and less.
I had 3 hours to come up with something. You pitch something better.
Okay, okay. So, what happens after the ticking and the toxic fumes?
Well, Mr. Hollingworth calls the police, of course, and that's your moment.
How's that?
While he's busy on the phone, you make your move.
And what's my move?
Alerting Agnes Hollingworth, of course.
You mean...
Agnes joins you inside the present.
She...
Agnes is the smallest sister, so there's plenty of space. Well, enough. But you'll have to be quick.
This is...
Then Joey and Salvatore turn up as bomb disposal experts.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They remove the ominous parcel from the manor, hoist it into the van, and off you drive to safety. Another Hollingworth successfully extracted from her father's tyrannical clutches.
This is seriously the best you could come up with.
Hey!
You're supposed to be the best in the business.
But...
This plan is ridiculous.
The best disappearances often are. And I just whipped up a supersized present with a concealed apartment, oxygen tank, and a remote-controlled smoke machine in less than 3 hours. If it's not my cleverest plan ever, I'm sorry. But do you realize the pressure I'm under here?
Yes, we all are.
12 disappearances in 12 days? It's insane.
You said you could pull it off.
I can. Yesterday's death by Christmas cake went as planned, didn't it?
That one had slightly more finesse.
That entire plan was based around throwing up.
Well, that's saying something then, isn't it?
Finesse isn't something we can afford when we're planning daily disappearances on the fly.
And whose fault is that, may I ask?
What?
That we're planning these disappearances on the fly.
Amelia's!
No!
Yes!
Well, okay, yes, partly.
She's the one who accepted this case.
And you're the one who didn't read the case files.
I read them yesterday.
After they'd been lying on my desk for 2 days.
Yes, 2 days. You think that's enough time to plan 12 deaths?
Well, if you'd started right away, we would at least have had a bit of a head start. As it is, sorry, what's that?
What?
Is that a plate of...
Ah.
Scones?
Yes.
You made them?
Well, since you'll be in there a while, I thought you could do with some nourishment and,
You baked scones?
Yes, I did.
That's... Okay, that's really...
And if you lift the plate,
What?
Go on, just lift it.
Okay. Oh, a present.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A present in a present. I wanted you to discover it later by yourself, but...
May I open it, please?
Of course.
Oh, good. Oh. It's a cloth-bound edition of The Lost Girl by D.H. Lawrence. My favourite. Oh, I didn't think you'd remember that.
Do you like it?
I do. Thank you.
Happy Boxing Day, Alvina.
The first Boxing Day I'll be spending in a box.
Right. Right, so you'll do it?
Of course I'll do it, you great big oaf. Look, I'm sorry. It's just... Well, we're under a lot of pressure right now. This weird case.
Mm.
And then Patrick keeping me awake all night with his squawking.
Mm.
But... Maybe you're right.
About the plan?
I could really do with a few hours of peace and quiet. You know what? I won't take any work with me.
No?
No. I'm just going to snuggle up on these cushions, wrap myself in the blankets, and read.
Hmm. Until we give you the signal to alert Agnes.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
Wonderful. Oh, it will all go without a hitch.
Let's hope so. I need to go feed Patrick.
How did that partridge get into your office?
I have absolutely no idea.
I mean, we're in the middle of London. Now, I'm no ornithologist, but I know partridges are not city birds.
No.
It's most unusual.
Yes. A mystery.
Hmm.
Coming, Patrick!
I'll just put the last touches on the box. Oh, pine needle or clove and clementine?
Excuse me?
What fragrance would you like inside the box?
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Clove and clementine, please.
Excellent choice.
See you later, then.
See you later.
What the... What is that? Doves? Now there are doves? What is going on?